evening, ladies and gentlemen. No rebroadcast here tonight. This is a live broadcast from Washington, D.C. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, which is the headquarters of American Free Press. And you do need to check it out on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreePress.net. I'm looking at the AFP website, AmericanFreePress.net, right now, and the top story is Russia Threatens Nuke Strike. It's a story by Mark Glenn. No, this isn't a John Birch Society-style attack on Russia, saying that the KGB and the communists are rising back to power. This is a story pointing out that Russia is getting a little bit tired of the U.S. special relationship with Israel and how that special relationship is driving the world to the point of nuclear annihilation. And the Russians obviously have enough sense to realize that the U.S. special relationship with Israel is one that is threatening the world, to repeat myself. You need to read this story because this is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later here this evening in a bigger context. But I do urge you to check that story out. And if you're not a subscriber to American Free Press, please subscribe because it will be worth your while. Well, a couple little things in the news I want to go over here this evening. Little things, big things, what have you. Then I want to talk about a very interesting book, which a friend of mine just sent me a copy of. I had a copy of the original edition that came out many years ago, but it's now in an updated edition. It's called Why the Jews? Question mark. Why the Jews? The Reason for Anti-Semitism. There's some very, very interesting revelations in this book that really must be discussed in the bigger picture. Well, first of all, a couple little news items. This week, at the suggestion of one of our listeners, I wrote a story for American Free Press, which was basically a reprise of some material I had written about John McCain originally back in the days of the spotlight, and later put in my book, The New Jerusalem, but it definitely needed to be brought back to public attention. And that's the story of John McCain's ties to the Lansky-Bronfman crime syndicate. You might say that's old news, ladies and gentlemen, but I tell you what, very interesting story in the Washington Post today. It turns out one of John McCain's former aides, who's been a big-time lobbyist here in Washington, and who is still very close to McCain, has introduced McCain to a leading figure from Russian organized crime. I don't have the story handy, folks, but it's in the Washington Post today, right there in the front page. You can go to the Washington Post website, I'm sure, and access it. I think the Washington Post is washingtonpost.com. But it's a very, very interesting story, folks. You know, you can say, oh, well, John McCain can't be held responsible because of the fact that his father-in-law was a big-time organized crime figure in Arizona, working for the Bronfman family and Meyer Lansky and the whole Jewish crime syndicate. Yeah, you can say, well, John McCain can't help that. But John McCain, this man who aspires to be president of the United States, has been socializing in Europe with a figure linked to organized crime in Russia. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this man passes himself off as a reformer, and yet he's socializing with figures from organized crime? Oh, come on. Look, at the very least you should say about him, he should know better. How does it look? Well, anything is possible from John McCain, the Manchurian candidate. All right, we're going to a break, folks. More when we come back. Items big and small. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Well, good news out of Florida. You know, I was talking to my friend, the big shot lawyer who shuttles back and forth between Florida and all sorts of other places. And it's very interesting. You know, he's a big supporter of Rudy Giuliani. Well, it looks like Giuliani's going down the tubes. My friend even gave a massive contribution to the Giuliani campaign. And, you know, he was kind of caught by surprise when I told him about the news that I announced here the other day, nothing exclusive, of course, about the fact that a retired New York firefighter who lost a son on 9/11 is now campaigning across Florida trying to derail Giuliani's quickly diminishing, we can hope, presidential campaign. But what's interesting is the Washington Post reports that they talked to somebody who in Florida who doesn't like Rudy Giuliani, and guess what they said? 9/11. This lady says 9/11. The policemen, the firemen weren't prepared for anything, says the lady, whose name is Rhoda Zellniker, 61, a snowbird from Long Island. The word is getting out there, folks. We're not talking about the word about what really happened on 9/11. We all know that the official government version touted by Giuliani is a lie. We know that Giuliani was no special hero that day, although a lot of people think he was, but now people are finally coming to realize that Giuliani is just a fraud through and through. We really, really can. This is a case where we need to pray that someone doesn't get anywhere near the White House, folks. Rudy Giuliani is just a very, very bad, bad. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, that there is yet another soul in hell. One of the most hate-filled bigots ever. A man responsible for propagandizing against Christianity in a most fervent fashion has died. This gentleman, whose name you will not recognize, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman is responsible, at least in part, large part actually, for the fact that tens of thousands, oh, I'm sure hundreds of thousands of Americans, particularly young people from all across the United States and their parents, have seen a vicious film attacking the Christian religion. The title of this film, now this film, to the best of my knowledge, has never been shown on television. It's never been shown in any theaters, again, to the best of my knowledge. But it is shown regularly, daily, I'm sure, at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. Well, Miles Lehrman, a very, very wealthy gentleman, born abroad, came here after World War II, set up shop, made lots and lots of money, was a key figure in the establishment of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, where this awful film has been shown. I've never seen the film, ladies and gentlemen, but friends of mine have seen the film, and they say it's pretty rotten. Well, as I say, lots and lots of young people from across America are shipped regularly into the Holocaust Museum. They might as well put them on railroad cars and bring them right to Washington, directly into the Holocaust Museum, to see this film that attacks the Christian faith. Well, Miles Lehrman has died and gone to hell. Of course, they dragged out Deborah Lipstadt, the professional theologian who now calls herself an expert on quote-unquote Holocaust denial, to write a tribute to him in the Washington Post today. Well, tribute is not what's appropriate for this man who has done so much to spread hatred and bigotry in America and shove it down the throats of good American tourists, particularly young people who go to Washington. Well, let's get back into the presidential campaign for a little bit here. Thursday, in the Washington Times, very revealing article about Mike Huckabee during his career as governor of Arkansas. Now, the Washington Times is sometimes correct. I was going to say sometimes right. I don't want to use the term right here because people will read into that a political thing. But the Washington Times sometimes has information of interest. And what is interesting about this article from the January 24th issue of the Washington Times is that it more or less demonstrates, without saying so, something that I speculated upon in a recent issue of American Free Press, and which I've touched on this program. And that is my suspicion that Mike Huckabee, while serving as a Republican governor of Arkansas, following Bill Clinton and then Jim Guy Tucker, who was Clinton's successor, this article more or less confirms to me that Huckabee, while wearing a Republican label, was essentially running Arkansas for the Clintons and the power groups around the Clintons in Arkansas. Now, it's very, very interesting that although Mike Huckabee was a Republican, this article makes clear that he basically destroyed the Republican Party in Arkansas, number one. He caused substantial losses for the Republican Party because of his inattention to party affairs, and also allowed Clinton and Tucker nominees for a point of office to remain in office during his tenure as governor of Arkansas. Now, no serious Republican, or for that matter, no serious Democrat who comes into office in the wake of the previous party's administration and seriously wants to build up their own party and seriously wants to effect change, will allow the appointees of another party to remain in office They quote Randy Minton talking about the legacy for the Republican Party. Minton was a former state representative. He says, he destroyed it. We had one U.S. senator. We had two congressmen at the tops. We had 37 out of 135 legislators in the House and the Senate. Now I think there's 32 in the legislature. We have no U.S. senators, and we have one congressman. The article is very, very long, ladies and gentlemen, and lots of details not worth going on into here. But, as I say, while the Washington Times does not say this, and of course the Washington Times does not get into quote-unquote conspiracy theories. Oh, good Lord, never happened in the Washington Times, which is a pro-Israel, neoconservative publication financed by the corrupt cult empire of Sun Myung-moon, a creature of the Korean CIA, the U.S. CIA, and the Mossad. The newspaper provides you enough information that those of you who can think a little bit out of the box can figure out that, yes, indeed, Mike Huckabee is basically a Clinton stooge. That's all he is. Now, he's also being used, of course, he was used very effectively to redirect attention away from Ron Paul's genuine insurgent campaign. The mass media in America, the people who control the mass media, and I don't need to tell you who those people are, and if I do need to tell you, then that tells me you need to listen to this program more often. But suffice it to say, those who control the mass media have been using Mr. Huckabee for their own purposes. And I think it should come as no surprise because, as I say, in my opinion, it appears as though Mr. Huckabee was a willing stooge of the Clintons all along. So if he's willing to be a stooge of the Clintons, why shouldn't he be a willing stooge of the people who control the mass media in this country? Some call it the corporate media. I don't think that illustrates really what the media is all about. I think it's more correct to call it the Jewish-dominated media, the Jewish-controlled media. The degrees of that control and domination are subject to debate, but needless to say, it's a fact that cannot be denied. So Mike Huckabee, an interesting character in more ways than we might realize. You know, he comes across as this folksy country boy type. You know, we hear about how he lost 100 pounds and, you know, how he's an ex-preacher, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, there's a lot more to Mike Huckabee than meets the eye. Well, this presidential campaign is getting very, very interesting. The feud, I think, between Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, well, no, they're always feuding, but the feud between the Clintons and Barack Obama, I think, is genuine, ladies and gentlemen. There's a bitterness that's erupting there that's overflowing into the opinion pages of the Washington Press, and it's very, very interesting because, as I say, in my opinion, and that's all it is, my opinion, I have felt all along that the Obama candidacy was being inflated by the press, by the owners of the media, in order to undermine Hillary Clinton. Now again, I rush forward to say, folks, I'm not here advocating for Hillary Clinton. Don't read that into that. I'm not saying Hillary Clinton's a prize. Far from it. What I am saying, though, is that those who do control the mass media in this country are using Barack Obama. But it's still interesting to see how hardcore Democrats are dealing with this conflict. Very, very interesting, folks. All right, well, we are having a lot of callers line up here, folks, and I'm going to go to those callers a little later, but I need to go through something with you here tonight that I think needs to be discussed. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper. We are going to the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I have quite a few callers lined up here, but I do want to go through this with you tonight about, well, it's from this book by Dennis Prager, that's P-R-A-G-E-R, and Rabbi Joseph Telushkin. Talk magazine named Telushkin one of the 50 best speakers in the country. Prager has a syndicated talk show, and as I recall, he kind of has a reputation of being a wonderful conservative. Well, in any case, their book, Why the Jews, which is followed by a question mark, came out many years ago. Well, they've re-released it. It's a book explaining what they call the reason for anti-Semitism. And, you know, they've written a new introduction to the book saying that it's entitled, Is It 1938 Again for the Jews? In other words, you know, is there going to be another Holocaust? Well, they say this, folks, this is the most frightening time for Jews since the Holocaust. From the Jews' perspective, the world can be divided into three kinds of countries: those that hate the Jews and want them dead, those that ignore this hatred and aid the haters, and America. Then, very revealingly, they go on to say that, well, the Muslims are really rotten, especially those Muslims living in Europe. But the second group of people, the nations that are either support those who wish to destroy Israel or are oblivious to the Jewish state's fate, consists of almost all the rest of the world, excluding the United States. So, in other words, the Europeans are bad guys. Then he goes on to say, then the authors go on to say, and this is what I thought was interesting. They now say that America is the America is Israel's defender. Well, we're not going to argue with that point, but we will argue with this, folks. It says that America supports Israel because the United States is the only country that has long defined itself as Judeo-Christian. There are Christian countries, secular countries, and Muslim countries, but America is the only Judeo-Christian country. Folks, the United States has never defined itself as a Judeo-Christian country. The term Judeo-Christian, I've said it time and time again here, citing Jewish historian Michael Novick in his book, The Holocaust in American Life, that term Judeo-Christian didn't even exist up until World War II, when a Jewish propaganda writer inside the Office of War Information cranked up the term because they needed to find a way to convince European Americans that Hitler was so bad, and they wanted to paint him as an enemy, not just of the Jews, but of Judeo-Christianity, something that does not exist. Well, you know, there's a lot of things here in this book that are very, very interesting, and I would urge you to read it for yourselves. But it's interesting. It's interesting that the authors cite as one of the reasons for anti-Semitism is that that from its earliest days, this is a French term, folks, don't laugh at me if I pronounce it wrong, the raison d'etre of Judaism has been to change the world for the better. This attempt to change the world, to challenge the gods, religious or secular, of the societies around them, and to make moral demands upon others, even when not done expressly in the name of Judaism, has constantly been a source of tension. Well, that's interesting that they say that a lot of times these moral demands that have been made by Jews upon the societies around them, religious or secular, some of these demands have not been done expressly in the name of Judaism. In other words, these demands were made in disguise. Now, that's a very interesting revelation. I think it's interesting in and of itself that they say that Judaism has been trying to change the world for the better. Well, change the world for the better for the Jews, ladies and gentlemen, in their interpretation. Well, you know, we're constantly told how wrong it is for Christians to try to change the world to their point of view, change the world be what they want it to be. We're constantly told that it's really hellish and horrible for the Muslims to do it. But here from the words of a rabbi and his co-author, who's a very religious Jew, and in the name of fighting anti-Semitism, they're admitting that one of the reasons for distaste for the Jews throughout history has been because of the fact that the Jews have indeed attempted to impose their point of view and their quote-unquote moral demands upon others, unquote, and again to quote, even when not done expressly in the name of Judaism. Now, folks, I recognize the fact that this information is making a lot of people uncomfortable out there, but, you know, folks, this subject of anti-Semitism is constantly in the news and constantly must be discussed. I just got word that they're attempting to stop Poker Face and Paul Tepeti, the patriotic band Poker Face, led by Paul Tepeti. Someone is trying to stop him from playing at a Ron Paul gathering because, oh, Paul Tepeti is anti-Semitic, so they say. Well, I'm going to be having Paul on the show to talk about this, not tonight, but sometime next week. Again, folks, this issue of anti-Semitism, you can't get away from it, particularly in the political arena. But here we have this admission, this amazing admission from a Jewish rabbi and his co-author. Something to consider, folks. Stay tuned. We're going to the break. More when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here, Michael Collins Piper. Before I go any further, I need to remind you something. We have a sponsor here at RBN called SFR, S as in Sam, F as in Fred, R as in Ready. SFR provides more power to your automobile. It's been a leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years. They manufacture fuel additive products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. You can get a free bottle when you purchase a bottle at the regular price of $9.99. It's a money-back guarantee on that, even on shipping. Now, what are you waiting for? Here is an 888 number, toll-free. You can call 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371. Give them a call. Okay, folks, we're going through this... Not the entire book, but some interesting items from this book by Rabbi Joseph Telushkin and his colleague Dennis Prager. Heard that interesting revelation, not really anything new to those of you who've studied the issue, about how the Jews as an organized group of people have attempted to influence other societies. This is cast as a good thing, but you know, when Christians and Muslims do it, we're told it's a bad thing. And then they admit that when the Jews have done this, people have reacted in a negative way. Because, let's face it, some people's values just don't exactly always match other people's values. But, you know, during the French Revolution, this is very interesting, they point out that when the French Assembly was considering granting Jews in France equal rights, Count Stanislaus de Clermont-Tonnerre declared, "The Jews should be denied everything as a nation, but granted everything as individuals. There cannot be one nation within another nation." Let me repeat that, because you know what, folks? I agree with this 100%. The Jews should be denied everything as a nation, but granted everything as individuals. There cannot be one nation within another nation. But you know what, folks? Rabbi Telushkin and Mr. Prager, they take issue with that. They want the Jews to have their own identity as a nation within a nation. You know, we don't have a Catholic nation here in the United States. We don't have a Methodist nation here in the United States. But we do have the Jews saying, well, we're special. We are supposed to have our own national identity. Now, that's very, very interesting, folks. This is something that a lot of people, I don't think, understand. But now, here's what's interesting, folks. The rabbi and his colleague say, how would American Jews react if war broke out between the United States and Israel? Well, then here's what they say. In view of the fact that democracies do not go to war with one another, of course, that's not true, but anyway, they say that the only imaginable way in which the United States and Israel would find themselves at war would be if either country abandoned its democratic and other moral principles. That's such, well, I don't want to use the word to describe, but you know what it is. But they go on to say, in such an event, the individual, whether Jew, Christian, or atheist, would be obligated to follow the dictates of his moral values, which are or should be higher than all governments. Loyalty to any country should never mean supporting the country's policies when they are morally wrong. So in other words, what they're saying here, folks, is that if the United States ever had troubles with Israel, the United States would therefore be morally wrong, and therefore Jews should then support Israel over the United States. I was very creative writing here, folks. I, as a writer myself, although a lot of people don't necessarily like my writing, I am a writer. I find their creativity here just absolutely entertaining. In other words, well, I could go on. They also admit that the chosen people concept has been offensive, and this is very, very interesting. They admit this. In the mid-1930s, at the very time the Nazis were passing anti-Semitic laws against the Jews of Germany, George Bernard Shaw, one of the most noted playwrights of the 20th century, said that the Nazis, with their doctrines of racial superiority, were merely imitating the Jews' doctrine of chosenness. In a similar vein, in 1971, Religion in Life, a liberal Methodist journal, wrote, quote, "It is not surprising that Hitler retaliated against the chosen race by decreeing that it was not the Jewish, but the Aryan race that was chosen." Well, you might have some historical quibbles with the correctness of that, but needless to say, interesting comment, needless to say. You know, there's so much in this book that needs commented upon, but I do have a couple other things here, and I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple callers here. I'm not acting as a Jewish gatekeeper, as has been alleged. I'm just chattering on here, folks. They have eight lies about Israel in their book. And here is the lie, they say. This is a lie, according to Rabbi Telushkin and Mr. Prager. Israel has a moral obligation to allow the Palestinian refugees who fled in 1948 and their descendants to return to Israel. That's a lie? That Israel has a moral obligation to allow these, I don't know how many, 50,000, 100,000, a million Palestinians who were pushed out of their home at gunpoint. Israel has no moral obligation, they are saying. A rabbi is saying this, folks, a respected rabbi who has been described as one of the 50 best speakers in the country. He's the author of a book entitled The Book of Jewish Values, A Day-by-Day Guide to Ethical Living. It was the subject of a PBS special in 2000, folks. He's a senior associate of the National Jewish Center for Learning and Leadership, and he serves on the board of the Jewish Book Council. Folks, this is not just some crazy rabbi off the street. This is someone who's considered a highly respected spokesman for the Jewish people, an arbiter of ethics. And they say that Israel has no moral obligation to allow the Palestinian refugees to return. Now, there are those of you out there who are saying, well, I'm not anti-Jewish, I'm just anti-Zionist. Well, the rabbi and his colleagues say it's a lie that anti-Zionists are distinct from anti-Semites. There is only one possible reason people isolate Israel of all the countries in the world to deny its right to existence. That is because Israel is the one Jewish state. Anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. And then they go on to say, see chapter 13 for an extended analysis of why there is no difference between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. Pretty straightforward there, folks. One of the leading Jewish thinkers in America, highly respected, says not. What about the Orthodox Jews known as Nutra-Carta? Well, this is very interesting, folks, and this is going to blow the lid off a lot of myths and misinformation and misunderstanding of what Nutra-Carta is all about. Now, Mark Glenn and I have talked about this on the show here, but this is coming from a respected Jewish thinker. At first, he writes, one might think that their positions are consistent with anti-Zionists, but this is not so. The Jews believe that the Jews are a nation and there should be a Jewish state. They insist, however, that this state should not come into existence until the Messiah personally establishes it. And since this was not the case with Israel, they do not recognize the current state of Israel. Well, they go on to say, in any case, the Nutra-Carta Jews are as representative of Jews as the snake-handling sects are of Christians. Well, this sheds new light on Nutra-Carta. So the reliance upon citing Nutra-Carta as evidence that not all Jews are Zionists really falls here, because they do indeed believe that the Jews are a nation and that there should be a Jewish state. It's just a quibbling point as to when and where, at least when it should be established. Another point, and I want to emphasize this. Well, Mark Glenn and I have been vindicated. We're not the only people who have said this, but we've said it time and time again on this show. And the rabbi and his colleagues say that there are those who see Zionism correctly as a manifestation of Judaism. Zionism is a manifestation of Judaism. It is not separate and distinct from Judaism. And as I have pointed out in my book, The Golem, my new book on Israel's nuclear weapons, as Mark Glenn has written in his books, as we've both written in American Free Press and talked about in this program till our faces have turned blue, Zionism is Judaism. Zionism is a manifestation of Judaism. But thank God there are many people who have been born Jews who have stood up against Zionism. Mark Lane comes to mind, born a Jew, an outspoken critic of Zionism. Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, another one. The late Jack Bernstein. Chuck Fishbein. Yes, folks, Zionism is Judaism. It's a political arm of Judaism, according to Rabbi Telushkin and Dennis Prager, two of the most respected authorities on Jewish affairs, writing in the English language today. Their words, not mine. All right. I could go on about this, folks. You need to read the book yourself. It's a very, very revealing book. It's a very interesting book. It's a book that makes you think. And there are very few books, really, that actually make you think. This one does, and I'm indebted to a friend of mine who sent me a copy of this book. I've had it on my shelf, the original edition, for a long, long time, but this new edition, very, very revealing. Check it out. Why the Jews, by Dennis Prager and Joseph Telushkin. All right, we have a few minutes left, so I'm going to try to squeeze some callers in here. We have, yes, we do have him here aboard with us tonight, Jim from Texas. Jim, you've been patient. Come on up.
Patience is a virtue, according to the Book of Job, so to speak. But I'd like to comment briefly on your Judeo-Christian soliloquy or whatever you had on it. Judeo-Christian, to me, it means the same thing as someone forming a new organization called the Mother Teresa Lizzie Borden Admiration Society. It doesn't make any sense.
That's really good, Jim. I think you've topped yourself, if that's possible.
Well, I hope so, but the point is, these things are diametrically opposed, as I stated on numerous occasions. It makes absolutely no sense, but the American boo-boo, or whatever you want to call the American society, will sit there and nod when someone says that. O'Reilly says it practically on a daily basis. Judeo-Christian, secular. And these are all buzzwords for Jewish control.
That's exactly right. I mean, that is all it is. The only time that ever, that phrase, I shouldn't say the only time, let's put it this way, that phrase is specifically introduced into public discussion most of the time when we're being told that, oh, well, we must tolerate the Talmud's attacks on Jesus Christ, we must support the State of Israel, we must remember the Holocaust, blah, 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 ad nauseum. So you're absolutely right about that, Jim.
Mike, is code words for the Jews saying dance, and the American public dance the Hava Nagila and dance and sing and put their arms across each other's shoulders and kick their legs out and dance and sing, and they do it, and nobody questions why am I dancing this dance? Why am I singing this song?
Well, you know, the reason why, they say in their own mind, is because, after all, America is a Judeo-Christian country, which, of course, as I say, is the... Well, I can't say what I think it is because it would be impolite to say it.
And to get back to your Deborah Lipstadt, who is, I believe her official title is Professor Emeritus of Holocaust Studies at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. I think. I could be slightly wrong, but I don't think I am.
Yeah, even though, the Doro Professor of something or another, but you know, as I pointed out, you know, even though that's her official title, she's a theologian. But see, that's actually important to note because there have been a number of Jewish writers who've actually complained that the Holocaust is being incorporated into Judaism as a part of the religious thinking and the religious ritual. So here we have a historical event of recent date that's now being made a part of the religion. That would be like, the analogy is...
I'll give you an analogy.
Please, go ahead.
She could be a professor emeritus of Easter Bunny studies at Emory University, okay? It's the same thing exactly. But who would take her seriously if she had that title?
Well, that's true enough.
And I, Jim, know you're a big admirer of the Easter Bunny.
Jim, yeah, I do love the Easter Bunny. I love bunny rabbits. Jim, I got to move on here. I want to try to squeeze a couple more callers in. All right, Country Boy from Indiana, come on up.
Michael Novak, the historian. What's the name of the Bush? What's the name of the book that he wrote?
Oh no, it's Novick. It's Novick. Novick. And the book title is The Holocaust in American Life.
The Holocaust in American Life.
Yes,
I appreciate it. It's a very
important and very interesting book that he's not a Holocaust revisionist or a Holocaust denier. But he writes, it's a very interesting book. Anybody who's interested in the subject of the Holocaust needs to read that book.
Judeo-Christian is an example of Orwellian doublethink. The population must learn to embrace inconsistent concepts without dissent.
Absolutely.
In the state of Illinois, there's approximately 5,000 so-called Holocaust survivors. They receive about $350 a month each, and the banks have been charging a 10% handling fee to do that. And now in the state of Illinois, they had a representative come forth, and he led the charge so that the banks will drop that 10% handling fee. Isn't that nice?
You know, that's probably the only time in American history that the banks have ever backed down on anything.
Absolutely. And I figured it out that that's about 7% on a $50,000 bond for someone to be getting $350 a month for a year. So that's their pittance that they get.
Such a deal. What can I say?
All right. Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, country boy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break here. We'll be able to squeeze in maybe another caller or two when we come back. So you folks who are out there, hang on. We'll see if we can get a couple of you up. It's Michael Collins Piper coming to you at republicbroadcasting.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gentlemen, Witchfinder General Michael Collins Piper wrapping up this hour here. We're going to squeeze in at least one more caller. Let's go to Cage from Indiana. Cage, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on tonight?
Oh, man, I wanted to real quickly touch on an experience here with Ron Paul Radio. I called in last night after the debate. I wanted to bring up the Fairness Doctrine. And, you know, they literally cut me off, and then they censored my commentary there towards the end because, you know, they're on like a two-minute delay. And I brought up the point that Ron Paul has been consistently for the fairness doctrine. And that was actually censored, but unbelievable. Dr. Paul could be having the same kind of treatment these other candidates are if we had the fairness doctrine in law. Correct?
I'll tell you something. Now, that fairness doctrine, years ago, I did some writing on that. You know, I tell you, that's one of those things. Now, that's kind of hard to go back and forth on the fairness doctrine. That usually applies to issues as opposed to personalities and political candidates. Now,
I thought it applied to candidates. Okay, I thought it applied to candidates.
What's that? No, it's really applies to debating public issues. And, you know, I tell you, I've heard arguments that make sense both pro and con on the issue. But, you know, your basic point is there. I mean, it's undeniable, and that is the fact that, look, this guy is a veteran member of Congress. He shows up in the national polls. He's raised a lot of money. It's very, very hard to truthfully dismiss him and to ignore him and to deny him the opportunity to be heard, but they have been doing it. So, you know, your basic point is there, but they don't want that. The media does not want you to know. Or they don't want people to know what they're doing. They don't want people to know that Ron Paul even exists, so they don't want you to be able to go up there and say, hey, you're covering up Ron Paul's candidacy. So, you know, this is how it works, Cage, and they're going to keep on doing it as long as we let them. Okay, well, I guess we lost Cage here, but we are running into the final moments of the program. We really don't have any time to bring up anybody else, so I'm going to apologize to those callers that are up there. I still haven't heard from that caller who was so outraged that I didn't bring him up the other night that he said I was working as a Jewish gatekeeper trying to keep his profound words from being heard. Well, I offered him the program, and, I have yet to hear from him. Maybe he'll call in next week. Well, we are wrapping it up here, folks. The hour really goes fast. I sometimes amaze myself at being able to talk as long as I do. Always amazes me that I've managed to keep it up for so long. But I have, and thanks to John and Sandra at RBN and the good people that work there, and of course you, the listeners, who always mystify me by your constant attention to this program. So, with that having been said, I will bid you a good weekend, and God willing, we'll all be here next week. So, take good care of yourselves. Don't forget about those natural cures that the doctors want to keep hidden from you. I'm taking some natural treatments right now, and I'm hoping they're going to alleviate my chronic bronchitis. And I won't have the deep tones that are so rich and so rough. Then I might start sounding like Eric Hoffschmidt. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. See you next week.